Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning. An early morning police chase ends off the side of the road in Raleigh, off the Beltline there. What investigators are telling us about this multi-county chase?
And tomorrow we have the chance for some severe storms, mainly during the afternoon and evening. I'll walk you through the timeline. Lots of people will be inside today running the air conditioning in these high temperatures. I'll show you how Duke Energy is preparing for increased demand.
We have that and a lot more to get your Thursday morning started. It's going to be another hot one today. Oh. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Going to be? We're getting there already. Yeah. It's getting into the uncomfortable, you know, breathing range right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center over there. Temperature-wise, muggy meter-wise, and it's only going to get worse in the coming days.
It really is, but you can tell a difference as you step out the door this morning. Our dew point's already up to 73. The last several days, it's been much lower, which means it hasn't felt as oppressively sticky, and it's already 78 degrees, and here we are just at 8:01. We take a live look at Southern Pines. There are a few people out there on the golf course this morning. Boy, anything you want to get done outside, you want to do it as early as you can. By lunchtime, we're already sitting at around 90 degrees. Right now, it is 78 in the Triangle, Rocky Mount also at 78, 77 in Fayetteville and in Southern Pines, and we climb into the mid-90s this afternoon. We'll see partly cloudy skies for it today, and our chance for rain is only 20%, so we stay pretty low in terms of our precipitation chances, but with the higher dew point, we're looking at it feeling like upper 90s to around 100 with the heat index. Our severe weather threat from the Triangle area north and west for tomorrow will likely have some early morning showers and then a bit of a break, and our afternoon thunder storms is where we're more likely to have that threat for severe storms, wind damage is possible, along with some heavy rain. And we'll walk through Friday as well as our chances Saturday and Sunday coming up. Anthony?
And checking in with things on the roads this morning, Elizabeth. Thankfully, making some progress here. We did have that earlier crash on I-440 westbound. I'll talk about that here in just a second. We have one crash otherwise in the south part of the city of Raleigh. The major approaches, though, right now looking pretty good. Just a few slight delays there. US 1 south from Wake Forest at about 4 minutes right now. I-40 eastbound at South Saunders Street. This has certainly been causing some issues. That is a crash. You notice those sensors are in the yellow, so slow going in that direction. Thankfully, though, again, some progress here. We were talking about a big time backup. Sensors in the red, just a lot of slowdown there as you get on I-440 westbound toward Lake Boone Trail. At this point, still going to be a little bit slow going, but making progress, and just plan for that here this morning and you should be okay. And we'll continue to watch that here as we go throughout the next couple of hours.
Anthony, breaking news this morning. A police chase through several counties ends with a crash on the Beltline in Raleigh. This happened about 4:30 this morning at the I-40, I-87 split. Investigators say the chase started in Wendell. Deputies joined the pursuit on U.S. 70. Video from the WRAL breaking news tracker shows this car that was involved off the side of the road after that crash. Investigators have not said what prompted the chase or if the driver is in custody. And more breaking news this morning. Two motorcyclists from Raleigh are dead after a crash in the western part of North Carolina. State troopers just told us 49-year-old Travis Ferguson and 47-year-old Shelley Pittman were riding a motorcycle yesterday evening on U.S. 21 in Allegheny County. That's near the Virginia state line. And that's where they say another car traveling the opposite direction crossed the center line and crashed head-on into their bike. The driver of that car, who was 16, was not hurt. He faces two counts of misdemeanor death by vehicle.
New this morning, two people who were hit by a car while crossing this road are recovering now this morning. This happened on Battle Bridge Road in Raleigh just before 11 last night. Police say a car was turning onto Battle Bridge from Rock Quarry Road when the crash happened. We're told the two who were hit have just scrapes and bruises, but otherwise okay. The driver stayed on the scene. Police haven't said if charges will be filed.
People inside a car were not hurt after someone fired shots at their car. Raleigh police say the shots were fired along New Bern Avenue near the Budgetel Inn around 11:30 last night. Officers say a second car was involved, but they haven't said how. No one was hurt. We've reached out to officers to find out if they've made any arrests. Statistics obtained by WRAL show that more than 600 crimes were reported in this area off New Bern Avenue between 2017 and 2022.
We are not quite yet under a heat advisory, but Duke Energy is staying prepared as we all get ready to crank up the AC a bit. WRL's Monica Casey joins us live to explain what Duke Energy is doing now to try to make sure that we don't have to endure any blackouts through this heat wave. Monica.
Good morning. This is a popular park here in Durham, but we're not expecting to see many families out here as that playground equipment can get quite hot. These high temperatures mean power providers like Duke Energy have an important job to do to keep electricity flowing. Jeff Brooks tells WRAL they adjust their maintenance schedules to ensure flexibility and reserve crews are ready around peak times. He says peaks in the summer are in the late afternoon to early evening, about 5 to 8 p.m.
You generate power at the moment you need it. So you have to make sure that fleet is reliable, that it can be dispatched at any time of the day, whether the sun's up or not. And then we use that to meet those energy needs in that exact moment. And we're constantly adjusting throughout the day.
Brooks says in some instances, Duke Energy may need more power than they generate, and they do have the ability to buy and sell power with other utilities to assist their generation statewide. Now, if you are outside today, it's important to watch for signs of heat exhaustion or heat stroke. If you're feeling dizzy or nauseous, you should get to a cool place and try to stay hydrated throughout the day. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Durham.
Cumberland County is working to keep people cool today as temperatures get hotter. Cooling stations will open countywide and will stay open until at least Sunday. They include the Cumberland County Department of Social Services, the county's health department, any Cumberland County Public Library, as well as the Fayetteville Cumberland County Parks and Rec. All locations will be opened for normal business hours.
Raleigh police are searching this morning for the person who shot two women and a child at the Orchard Point Apartments. That call came in just before 7 last night. One of the women was seriously hurt. Police say the other woman and the child were taken to the hospital as well. Investigators don't think there is any continuing threat to the community in this case.
Breaking news, the deadline has officially passed, and we'll find out in several hours if the future of your favorite TV shows is in jeopardy. The Screen Actors Guild tweeted after 4 this morning saying its negotiating committee unanimously recommended a strike. A final vote will take place at noon today. The union had been in talks with Hollywood Studios for a new contract. If a strike happens, actors will join the writers' union on the picket lines. Actors are asking for pensions, health care contributions, and continued payments for shows that hit streaming. They're also worried about studios using artificial intelligence. This would be the first Hollywood actors' strike since 1980. The Wake County School Board says it's finished interviewing candidates to become the next superintendent. A district spokeswoman did not say whether the job has been offered to any of them. Superintendent Katie Moore retired 2 weeks ago. The board has not said who may replace her, even though that is allowed under North Carolina law. The school board meets this coming Tuesday.
President Biden wraps up his trip to Europe today in Finland. And Finland is the newest member of the NATO alliance. This comes one day after Biden met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Lithuania about potential membership to NATO. Biden says Ukraine won't be allowed to join until its war with Russia is over. However, the U.S. and other G7 countries unveiled a new aid package for Ukraine in a show of support.
The one thing Zelensky understands now is that whether or not he's in NATO now is not relevant as long as he has the commitments.
And Russia condemned those commitments, saying the security NATO is giving Ukraine will only endanger Europe's future for years to come.
Happening today, you can share your thoughts on future growth and development in southeastern Wake County. The county is taking suggestions about a 23-square-mile piece of land called the Lower Neuse Area. It borders Johnston County and includes parts of Raleigh and Garner, and the future southern loop of 540 will run right through it. A virtual meeting about the future of the area is happening today at 12:30. You can sign up on the Wake County website. The county wants feedback on traffic, green space, and more as it forms a 10-year growth plan for the area.
Coming up on 10 minutes after 8 right now, and this is basically a nightmare for anyone who's nervous to fly on a plane. A flight from Asheville suddenly dropped thousands of feet. 4 people were injured. We'll have the investigation into how this could have happened.
Plus, those in Vermont are cleaning up from the extreme flooding across the state. Why scientists say similar flooding will only become more common in the future.
Plenty more hot days in our forecast. Today, the heat index is likely to be in the upper 90s to around 100. We'll see that again on Friday, and then maybe creeping up into the triple digits Saturday and Sunday. We do have showers and storms in our forecast, too. I'll show you how that will affect our temperatures coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now. Live look in the Bull City at the DBAP. Durham Bulls Athletic Park just bathed in sunshine right there. That's why they call it the Boys of Summer, right? They're getting a full swing at it today. Available on Spectrum as you watch WRL News and as well as the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Dozens of WRL live cams in our network. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at a few of them.
Yeah, right now we're looking at some clouds in Apex, partly cloudy skies, and we're seeing a little bit of cloud cover there in Chapel Hill, too, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's a bit cloudy in Fayetteville. As we take a look at our newsroom there, you can see that it's a bit gray there at Hay Street, and we're also seeing more cloud cover in Goldsboro, so a bit more cloud cover down to the south right now, but we'll see a mix of sun and clouds all day. Here's a look at the big picture. We have a cold front well to our west, but we have seen a lot of showers and storms developing along and south of that front. All that is diving south and will be well west of us. We have a trough or a weak front that develops over our area as we get through the next 24 hours or so. You can see some storms developing in the Ohio Valley. We'll see that dropping in late tonight at another round into the afternoon tomorrow. Here's a look at our severe weather threat for tomorrow from the Triangle area northward and eastward up toward Roanoke Rapids. We do have that potential for some heavy rain and some isolated wind damage with that level one risk. Let's walk through today. We're going to see partly cloudy skies this morning, maybe a bit more cloud cover this afternoon, but only a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. I have an updated look at Futurecast, and you can see around midnight or so, maybe into the wee hours of tomorrow morning, we could see a few isolated storms up near the Virginia line. But it's likely to be during the afternoon. There's lunchtime. You can see those storms developing. And at about 3 o'clock, a lot of storms from Raleigh to Goldsboro to Fayetteville to Clinton, and then potentially another round later in the evening. So a good bit more coverage for tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. Some heavy rain and a few of those storms could produce a bit of wind damage. So watching that. All total for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's rain likely to be anywhere from around a half an inch in the north to maybe an inch around the Triangle, maybe even an inch and a half around Fayetteville. Our weekend outlook looks like this. Temperatures will be a little cooler. We're going at 95 today, but 91 on Friday with that better chance for rain. 92 Saturday, 93 Sunday as our chance of rain goes down from 70% tomorrow to 50 Saturday to 30 on Sunday. So the weekend's not going to be a washout by any means, but it will definitely be on the toasty side. We continue to watch the tropics here. 60% chance that this system could develop, but we've been watching this all week and it has yet to develop. If it does, Dawn is the next name on the list, but it looks like it just wanders around out there in the Atlantic. Doesn't look like it'll be any threat to anyone. Mid-90s for the highs today with that added chance for rain. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're back in the low 90s, but with the added moisture, the heat index will still be right around triple digits, right around 100. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's hotter again, back in the mid-90s. Anthony?
We head out to the roads this morning and check out specifically the city of Durham, those major approaches right now. No big backups here showing up, but a slight delay in about 9 minutes there, I-85 north from Hillsboro and I-40 there from Chapel Hill, about a 4 minute backup at this point. No crashes showing up there as we speak. We head over to the city of Raleigh as well. There is one crash to talk about on I-40 westbound there, so that's going to be a little bit slow going. Otherwise, everything is in pretty good shape, but we will continue to monitor it here through this morning.
Thanks, Anthony. Four people are recovering this morning after a terrifying encounter on a flight from North Carolina to Florida. You can see the plane's path just over my shoulder here. It suddenly dropped thousands of feet, sending a flight attendant crashing into the ceiling. The extreme turbulence on the plane to Florida caused panic on board. This photo from a passenger shows the flight attendant being treated for an apparent broken ankle. This all happened on an Allegiant Air flight from Asheville as it was approaching St. Petersburg yesterday afternoon. The plane fell 5,000 feet in 2 minutes before it leveled out. Bob Thomas from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University talked to WRL about what this feels like.
At that point, you're in a free fall. And so everything around you is floating. It's almost like you're in space as opposed to in the airplane. So everything around you is floating, and then all of a sudden it catches up with you, and then it slams down.
The FAA and NTSB are investigating what caused this severe turbulence. Thomas says a nearby thunderstorm that was developing at the time may be to blame. He also says this is a good reminder to keep your seatbelt on during every flight.
A reenactment of a school shooting in Florida will happen in a couple of weeks as part of a civil lawsuit against the school's former resource officer. A judge made that decision yesterday regarding the 2018 massacre at Parkland's Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Several victims' families have filed a lawsuit against Scott Peterson. He was acquitted last month of criminal charges related to the massacre. The plaintiff's attorney said the purpose of the reenactment is to prove Peterson heard upwards of 70 shots fired and knew where they were coming from.
A Northampton County woman is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of her child. This is 27-year-old Monica Daly. Investigators say her two-month-old baby died last May. They now believe the child was a victim of severe neglect. A judge set Daly's bond at $175,000.
Today, a Durham Community Center that was badly damaged by vandals last year will reopen. We're talking about the T.A. Grady Recreation Center on Lakeland Street. Last summer, vandals smashed every room inside that building. They broke windows, sinks, toilets, just tore the place up. A ceremony to celebrate its reopening is planned for 2 this afternoon.
People in Vermont continue to recover from the damage caused by extreme flooding there. Scientists say many more towns across the country could suffer a similar fate. Sue Guzman takes a closer look at why climate experts say floods will only become more common in the future.
Cleanup efforts continue in flood-ravaged Vermont. Community members joining forces to clear piles of mud and debris after catastrophic rainfall caused river levels to rise, badly damaging homes and businesses and triggering hundreds of rescues.
The damage was about 3 or 3.5 feet of water soaking all of our books.
But no matter where you live, scientists are predicting extreme flooding like this will only become more common, citing the impacts of human-caused climate change that's altering the atmosphere.
Unfortunately, we are on a path to more global warming, right? We have not stopped emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. As long as we do so, the planet will continue to warm.
Scientists say the warming planet allows the atmosphere to hold more moisture, resulting in harsher and wetter storms.
As it warms, we will have more water vapor in the atmosphere. As we have more water vapor in the atmosphere, we will have more intense rainfall. And so we're anticipating that until that situation changes, we're going to see more and more of the same, and in fact, more extreme rainfall and more intense heat waves.
And the results can be deadly and expensive. According to FEMA, flooding in the U.S. results in more damage than any other severe weather event, causing roughly $5 billion worth of destruction every year. Meanwhile, back in Vermont, forecasters expect more rain over the coming days. Local leaders are urging caution as water levels could rise again.
That was Sue Guzman reporting there. A woman is recovering after being rescued from a burning apartment building in Los Angeles. Look at this. Wednesday, two cars in the carport area caught fire and it spread to that building. Firefighters helped a woman out of that two-story building. The cause of that fire is under investigation. And new data this morning shows black men are more likely to die from skin cancer than men of any other race. That's according to the American Academy of Dermatology. Scientists at the University of Nebraska examined cases in the National Cancer Database from 2004 to 2019. They found 75% of white men survived melanoma compared to only 52% of black men. Researchers say possible reasons include lack of insurance coverage, sunscreen usage, and access to medical care. An early diagnosis was a major factor in survival rates.
Congress is racing to regulate artificial intelligence. Lawmakers say the fast-moving technology poses major threats to national security, the economy, and jobs. Elon Musk says he is launching his own artificial intelligence company that may rival ChatGPT. The announcement comes a day after the first classified Senate briefing on AI, which has lawmakers on both sides of the aisle agreeing that the technology must be regulated. But they say that is complicated.
These hearings are not about any one thing. It's to get all 100 members to a level where when we start to legislate.
It's going to put some people out of work. It'll create new jobs, but it's going to eliminate some jobs. and it's going to have a real societal impact.
The CEO of the company behind ChatGPT testified before Congress earlier this year and proposed creating a federal agency to regulate AI. A bill to do that, though, has not yet been put up for vote.
We're getting a look at the 75th annual Primetime Emmy nominations, and streaming services are at the forefront this season. HBO's Succession led the way with 27 nominations. The Last of Us has 24. White Lotus has 23. Apple TV's Ted Lasso has 21. And Amazon Prime's Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is next with 14. Hulu's The Bear and Beef on Netflix are tied at 13. Abbott Elementary got 8 noms, including Best Comedy Series. Again, we have the whole list on WREL.com.
The dinosaur bone found in Maryland is from a giant creature that lived 50 million years before T-Rex. It's a 3-foot-long leg bone from an Acrocanthosaurus, a 38-foot-long carnivore. Because fossils of other dinosaur species have been found at the site, it's now classified as a bone bed. Miners first found fossils in that area back in the 1800s.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting your Thursday beautiful and warm with plenty of blue skies and sunshine. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look over Chapel Hill this morning.
Pretty blue sky here, definitely. We've had some partly cloudy skies, even a little bit of overcast in some of our southern counties. But boy, that sunshine is going to be a hot one today. It's already warmer than it was yesterday at this time. Temperatures are climbing into the mid-70s right now, and our dew point's way up there. So it feels super muggy. What a great day for the pool. We have very little chance for thunderstorms, so you don't have to hop out at 3 o'clock when the thunderstorms roll through. You won't want to either, with those temperatures in the mid-90s and a heat index potentially up around the triple digits. Tomorrow, we'll have a better chance for thunderstorms. Anthony?
And we head out to the roads this morning. Let's check out Durham specifically. The major approaches right now looking pretty good, except for their I-85 northbound from Hillsboro. There's about a 17-minute delay, and you notice there is that crash icon showing up right there. Definitely could see some slowdowns in that direction on I-85, so again, just be careful out there. I-440 to US-1, about a 4-minute delay on I-40, so just keep that in mind again if you're headed out. Otherwise, no big crashes showing up right now. There are a few minor ones, disabled vehicles showing up. You see those icons right there. We will continue to watch it, though, here through this morning.
Thanks, Anthony. A police chase through several counties ends with a crash on the Beltline in Raleigh. It happened around 4:30 this morning at the I-40, I-87 split. Investigators say the chase started in Wendell. Deputies joined the pursuit on US 70. Video shows the car involved off the side of the road after that crash. Next on Fox 50, it's going to be hot and humid again. Elizabeth Gardner will keep us updated on today's triple-digit heat index. And then up next on Today, a sit-down with Matt Damon.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, an early morning police chase ends with a car off the road on the Raleigh Beltline. What we're learning about the multi-county chase.
And tomorrow looks stormy. We have the potential for some strong thunderstorms at level one risk in the afternoon. I'll walk you through the timeline.
Plus, the Giants kids exchange consignment sale is back this weekend. How you can get in on that action today early so you can have first pick. Such a big deal every year. You pay a little fee and get in there early and get all that good stuff.
Get a lot.
Then it's free for the weekend. Yeah. We get you started here. Free news right now. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. You have free news. You have free weather out there. If you want some humidity, just go outside. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. This is just a pattern. It's summertime in North Carolina.
It's really hard, mid-July, at least until the middle of August. It's hard to get out of this pattern. This is the hottest time of the year for us, for sure. We have mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area. We're mostly sunny in Southern Pines right now. Not a lot of people on the golf course, but a few out there trying to enjoy the cooler temperatures of the morning. You'll notice if you're about to head out the door, though, that it feels warmer and more muggy than yesterday. Our dew point's way up at 73, a lot higher than yesterday, and our temperatures are already in the upper 70s. So it's warm out there. It's going to be a hot hot afternoon in the mid-90s like we saw yesterday. 76 in Goldsboro, 73 in Roxborough, 79 in Southern Pines right now. Hour by hour, we're going to hit mid-90s this afternoon. This evening, by 6 o'clock, we're back into the 80s, but the humidity is going to stick around. It's going to be feeling more like upper 90s to maybe around 100 with the heat index. Today, not a lot of thunderstorms, a much better chance tomorrow and into the weekend. I'll show you what look like the drier times coming up.
Breaking news, we've been following a police chase through several counties, ended with a crash on the Beltline in Raleigh. This happened around 4:30 this morning at the I-40-I-87 split. Investigators say the chase started in Wendell. Deputies joined in that pursuit on U.S. 70. Video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker shows the car that was involved in this off to the side of the road after the crash. Investigators have not said what prompted the chase or if the driver's been arrested. And more breaking news. Two motorcyclists from Raleigh are dead after a crash in the western part of North Carolina. State troopers just told us 49-year-old Travis Ferguson and 47-year-old Shelley Pittman were riding a motorcycle yesterday evening on U.S. 21 in Allegheny County, right near the Virginia state line. That's where they say another car traveling in the opposite direction crossed the center line and crashed head-on into their bike. The driver of that car, who was 16, was not hurt. He faces two counts of misdemeanor death by vehicle.
And more breaking news overnight. Two people who were hit by a car while crossing the road are recovering this morning. It happened on Battle Ridge Road in Raleigh before 11 o'clock last night. Police say a car was turning onto Battle Bridge from Rock Quarry Road when that crash happened. We're told the two who were hit have only scrapes and bruises. The driver did stay on the scene. Police have not said if any charges will be filed.
Also breaking news from overnight. People inside a car were not hurt after someone fired shots at that vehicle. Raleigh police say the shots were fired along New Bern Avenue near the Budgetel Inn. It was around 11:30 last night. Officers say a second car was involved, but they haven't said how. No one was hurt. We've reached out to officers to find out if they've made an arrest in this case. Now, for perspective, WRL obtained some statistics that show more than 600 crimes have been reported in this area of New Bern Avenue between 2017 and 2022.
We are not quite under a heat advisory yet, but Duke Energy is preparing for you to crank up the AC. WRL's Monica Casey explains what Duke Energy is doing now to ensure there aren't any blackouts during this summertime heat.
Well, Jeff Brooks with Duke Energy tells WRL with multiple days of high temperatures in a row expected, they do anticipate seeing peak usage of electricity. He says they are ready. Brooks says Duke Energy keeps their reserves ready and adjusts their maintenance schedule to ensure their system can handle the demand. He says if temperatures don't cool off overnight, that peaking can be more severe. The power provider also ensures other resources like nuclear and natural gas are prepared for days like these, and they have other options.
In some instances, we may need additional power beyond what we generate, and that's a very common thing in our industry. We buy and sell power back and forth between other utilities, and we can import that power as needed to be able to assist the available generation we have here in the state.
And if you will be outside today, remember to hydrate. It's important to watch for signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. If you start to feel dizzy or nauseous, try to get to a cool place as quickly as you can. Now, popular parks like this one in Durham probably will not see many people today as that playground equipment can get quite hot. We have a full list of splash pads and pools around the triangle if you're looking to cool off. Monica Casey, WRL News in Durham.
Raleigh police are searching this morning for the person who shot two women and a child at the Orchard Point Apartments. The call came in just before 7 last night. One of the women was seriously hurt. Police say the other woman and the child were taken to the hospital as well. Investigators don't believe there's any continuing threat to the community in this case.
Up if you're flying out of RDU today to Chicago. You're looking live at RDU right now. Dozens of flights into O'Hare are delayed or canceled today after tornadoes touched down nearby. Take a look at this video as a shelter-in-place order was issued at O'Hare because of the twister. Both O'Hare and Chicago's other airport, Midway, were on ground stops at one point. The National Weather Service says the tornado was one of just several that struck Illinois last night.
Yeah, so those people in that state are cleaning up this morning after the severe weather with those tornadoes. Take a look. You see this funnel cloud from the tornado. touched down just west of Chicago. There were reports of extensive damage, including torn off roofs and downed trees.
New this morning, the Powerball jackpot is climbing even higher. The top prize for Saturday's drawing will be the third largest in the game's history. Look at that number behind me, $875 million. That's because no one won last night's jackpot. One ticket in North Carolina did match four numbers and the Powerball for a $50,000 prize. So check these numbers. 23, 35, 45, 66, and 67. The Powerball was 20. Saturday night's drawing will happen live on WREL right before our 11 o'clock news. And there is another huge jackpot, the Mega Millions. That one's sitting at $560 million. That's the seventh biggest prize ever in the game. The next drawing is tomorrow night at 11 on WREL.
Another indicator on whether inflation is easing across our country will be released at any moment. Now, the Producer Price Index report measures how much retailers pay for the items they put on store shelves. Today's report comes 24 hours after a report brought some good news on the prices we've been paying at stores. It found inflation is going up at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The Federal Reserve expects this trend to continue, but it could still decide to raise interest rates when it meets later this month. Your chance to snag some great toy deals, clothing, much more for the kids is back in Raleigh with the Kids Exchange Consignment Sale. You can get an early start on things tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. with a $20 admission fee. You can get in and get first dibs. Otherwise, the sale officially kicks off tomorrow, and it is free all weekend. It's happening at the Jim Graham and Expo buildings at North Carolina State Fairgrounds. This is video from a previous year. There'll be public shopping hours all weekend long. You can find out more about this at WRL.com.
Coming up, two sisters just received an award for their heroic actions, their quick work and quick thinking to save the life of a little boy.
Plus, a federal agency is now looking into concerns of a popular energy drink. Why lawmakers are concerned about prime energy drink that kids won't stop buying.
And this is a live look at Rocky Mountain Mills this morning. It's going to be another hot and humid day. Elizabeth Gardner will walk us through the chances of weekend rain.
.842 is the time right now on your Thursday. Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, a beautiful look right there. Got some blue skies down on the sand hills. We're closing in. We're within a year of the 2024 Men's U.S. Open that'll be held right there on those very grounds. Elizabeth Gardner, meantime, is over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We know our temperature is building right now. That's going to bring some trouble, especially tomorrow with that level one risk.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to see a disturbance that rolls in and brings us a good chance for thunderstorms starting around lunchtime, continuing all through the evening. And that brings us a level one risk from the Triangle area northward and eastward. The biggest threat would be wind damage. We could have some very heavy rain with that as well. We'll take a look at this morning and into today. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds, and we'll see that for the rest of the afternoon. Could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm that pops up in our southern counties this afternoon, but the coverage today will be pretty minimal. This is a brand new run of the computer models, and you can see this line of thunderstorms now that's starting to show up around midnight tonight, and that will continue potentially into the early morning hours tomorrow. And the models have been really back and forth about just how much rain we might see early tomorrow morning or how strong those morning storms will be, but that's a brand new run. Yesterday, some of the models were bringing that in, and then they backed off a little bit overnight. So that's a newer run of those models. And then during the afternoon, we'll have more coverage again with showers and thunderstorms. There's 5 p.m., there's 10 p.m., and another round potentially overnight. So today looks more quiet, and then tomorrow looks wetter and then cooler a little bit. Mid-90s for highs this afternoon without that chance for any rain. It's just going to be a hot one. And our dew point's way up there at 73. That's high. So it's very sticky, very steamy out there for us this morning. Our heat index this afternoon is likely to be upper 90s to around 100. We'll see the same thing again tomorrow. Some of tomorrow's will depend on how much rain we end up seeing in terms of the duration of the day and how that keeps our temperatures a little cooler. With less thunderstorms on Saturday, or fewer thunderstorms, I should say, on Saturday and Sunday, that heat index may creep up a little bit into the low 100s. Not sure that we'll hit that 105. That would be maybe a worst case scenario on Sunday. If we do, it's possible that we would go under a heat advisory. Looking for some place to cool off. The beach is not so bad over the weekend. Temperatures will be in the mid 80s, but you know, the water temperature feels pretty comfortable. We do have a chance of afternoon and evening thunderstorms. A better chance in the mountains of some scattered storms for tomorrow. 88 in Asheville and some of the higher elevations around Boone and Linville in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. So that's a nice break from the heat. 95 for us today. Highs will be in the low 90s for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday when we have a better chance for storms. And then after those storms move on by, it's hotter again in the mid 90s.
If you like fries, today's your day. It's National French Fry Day, and WREL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here with us this morning with some really tasty restaurant promotions to share. Faye, good morning. Tell us, where can we score those deals on fries? I have to know.
Yeah, we all have to know. So we're going to start with a deal that just released this morning. McDonald's is offering an order of free fries, any size, no purchase necessary, as long as you redeem the offer that is in their app. And then over at Burger King, reward members can get free fries with any purchase once a week through December 31st with the offer in their app. Hardee's is offering reward members a free order of fries if you buy an order of fries on July 3rd. And then you have to buy it through the app, and then you're going to get an offer for a free small fries with a $1 purchase every day through December 31st. Penn Station East Coast Subs is offering a free order of fries with any sub purchase on July 13th in stores or online with the code FRIDAY. Smashburger will give you a free regular fries with a purchase today, July 13th, in-store, online, or on the app with the code FRIES at checkout. And Wendy's is offering reward members free fries or breakfast seasoned potatoes today through July 16th with the offer in their app or on the website. And, of course, all of these are valid only at participating locations. And I have a list of these deals and more over on the Smart Shopper page.
That is a lot of French fry deals. Some like it salty, but then some like it sweet. So speaking of fried food, you have a sweet offer from Krispy Kreme to share.
Yeah, I sure do. So Krispy Kreme is celebrating their 86th birthday on Friday, July the 15th. And if you buy any dozen donuts, you'll get a dozen original glazed donuts for only 86 cents. It's valid in shop, in the drive-thru, and online at participating locations. You'll need to use the code 86 years for online orders. There's a limit of 4 dozen at the store and 1 dozen for online orders. And of course, I've got the details on the Smart Shopper page.
Wow. All right. 86 years. That is a milestone for sure. Faye, thank you. And for more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WREL.com, look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Jeff, fries or Krispy Kreme?
I got to go donut. Yeah, that's going to be the choice. Two sisters being recognized for their heroic actions, saving the life of an 11-year-old boy who nearly drowned while playing in the Neuse River. These women were enjoying the sunshine at Milburney Dam last month when they saw a child being carried out of the water and appeared to be unconscious. That's when one sister immediately dialed 911 and the other rushed over to perform CPR.
I have the CPR training that I never thought I was going to use, so let's just do it.
Latia Brown performed CPR for about 10 minutes while Tamika Mathis helped first responders find their location. Raleigh police honored them yesterday with the Game Changer Award.
So well
done. Life changer.
Yes, absolutely. The Wake County Sheriff's Office is offering sign-on bonuses as it tries to hire more detention officers. The office is giving bonuses up to $5,000 for new hires. The base pay for the job is about $53,000 after a certification training. If you're interested in applying, you can learn more on the Sheriff's Office page at the Wake County website.
Ballots will start arriving soon to the homes of students in Duke University's graduate programs as a push to unionize goes to a vote. A federal agency decided these students can hold an election to be recognized as a union. Duke has pushed back against the effort, saying students aren't considered employees and therefore not eligible to do that. Those in favor of a union need a majority of eligible grad student workers to vote in support of collective bargaining.
We know what's best for grad students, and we want to be able to stand up and say that proudly and say it with power.
Well, the students want better stipends and better benefits. There are still steps Duke can take if the university wants to fight the effort to unionize. Potential legal battles could take years to resolve.
Deputies are searching for answers this morning after a shooting near Fayetteville. This was the scene yesterday evening on Mammoth Drive as officers set up a perimeter around the neighborhood. Deputies say a woman was shot and taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center in critical condition. No word on a suspect or a motive this morning.
Franklin County investigators say an accident is to blame for a fire at a local business. This was the scene when the WRL Breaking News Tracker got there yesterday. It's a wood processing facility called Franklin Veneers. We're told a clog in some equipment caused that fire. The building was evacuated and no one was hurt.
Work is expected to begin in earnest today to replace a broken beam on a roller coaster at Carowinds. A new beam was set to arrive today to be used on the Fury 325 coaster. This video shows cranes set up there yesterday. A statement from the park says the ride will be tested in-house by the beam manufacturer and by a third party. It'll also be evaluated by state regulators before it reopens. They did not offer an estimate on how long that will take.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is officially out of the House Freedom Caucus. The group of lawmakers is considered to be the most conservative in the House, and it says it removed Greene because of her constant attacks on her own GOP colleagues. The Georgia representative is the first lawmaker to be ousted from the group since it started. That was 2015. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been one of Donald Trump's top defenders on Capitol Hill.
100,000 Floridians will soon lose their insurance coverage as Farmers Insurance pulls out of the state completely. Farmers said the move was necessary to manage its risk exposure in the hurricane-prone state. The company said it will stop offering home, auto, and umbrella policies in the state. Affected customers will get notified about when their coverage will end and their options for replacement coverage. Hurricane Ian last year was the most expensive storm to ever hit Florida.
The FDA now says it is looking into concerns of a popular energy drink. The federal agency is reviewing claims from Senator Chuck Schumer that Prime energy drinks contain high levels of caffeine. Schumer also claims the drink's packaging is too similar to its non-caffeinated hydration drink and that could confuse consumers. The energy drink is banned from stores in Canada because of its caffeine content. 200 milligrams per can exceeds that country's acceptable limit. Prime's website says its energy drink is not recommended for anyone under 18 years old. We're learning more than a dozen people are now recovering after an Ed Sheeran concert. The concert in Pittsburgh left several people with heat-related issues. First responders in Pittsburgh say 17 people were taken to the hospital Saturday night. Injuries included some falls, one seizure, and two cardiac arrests. One worker who was taking down the setup in the stadium when he went into cardiac arrest on the floor. In total, EMS received 37 calls for service at that concert.
Wow. Well, Panthers fans, get ready. Tickets go on sale today for the team's annual Fan Fest that's happening at Bank of America Stadium. It's a night of football, fireworks, and all sorts of Panthers fun. Wednesday, August 2nd in Charlotte is when that's going to happen. That is just a few weeks from now. Tickets are $5 and are up for sale beginning at 10 o'clock this morning on Panthers.com or Ticketmaster. Sales are limited to 6 tickets per purchase.
There's a new water park open in Kinston. Lion's Adventure Water Park is smaller than Emerald Point in Greensboro, for example, but it's also cheaper. $10 on weekdays, $15 on the weekends. There are 3 water slides and a lazy river the length of a football field. There's also a kiddie area. You can experience the water slide from our waterproof camera by looking for this story on WRL.com.
Oh, you have to see this. A powerful moment at the ESPY Awards as Damar Hamlin honored the staff that saved his life. Hamlin was moved to tears as he presented them with an award. Take a listen.
Please welcome this year's recipient of the Pat Tillman Award for Service, the training staff of the Buffalo Bills.
And the team staff huddled around Hamlin on stage as the crowd gave them a standing ovation. With his back to the crowd, Hamlin bent his head and appeared to break down in tears. They saved his life. Our news continues next.